Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
This is... This is The Bro Show. Two bros from the Midwest are going to talk for the next hour, so enjoy your flight. Yeah, enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry for leaving that much of a gap in conversation. Like, we shouldn't have left a pause so early in the podcast.
I think we should, but part of me felt joy when you left that pause, because I feel like with me, when I'm communicating with someone, I feel like every second has to be filled, but not every second has to be filled. So I honest.
I actually do listen to this one podcast. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to promote them. Because unless they pay me, I'm not going to promote them.
Oh, yeah. Just like, what's like a song that says that? Oh, no. There's like probably a song that talks about that.
Just kidding. But there's a podcast I listen to where they sometimes leave these long-ass pauses, like 6 seconds, and I kind of like it.
I know.
Because sometimes I'm listening and I'm like, wait, did it like accidentally click pause? No, they're just taking a breather.
Yeah, because not everything needs to be rushed, you realize.
Literally.
What are you sipping on today?
I know I just said I don't promote stuff for free, but I'm sipping on Bi Bubbles Sparkling Antioxidant Infusion Peru Pineapple. Oh my god, anyone from Peru listening?
Lucas is sipping on you.
Also, you know how you said get ready for your flight? I wonder how many people are listening to this on a plane right now.
Probably not that many, right?
I feel like the bro community, like, travels a lot.
They're, like, always in the sky.
Yeah, like, they get, like, airline points.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, maybe, like, 70% then. I feel like podcasts are really airport thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, who knows? Maybe, like, 90%.
The last time I was on an airplane, I listened to almost the entire album Blue Bannisters by Lana Del Rey. And it was a very nice experience. It was a good experience.
So, like, let's act like you are, like, the needle drop or pitchfork. They always rate it out of 10. You can even do, like, 5.5. Like, it doesn't need to be exact number. What would you rate it?
Kind of hard, because if I'm basing it off her other albums, like, I do love Blue Bannisters, but I actually really like it.
How about with this rating, you don't even associate the artist with it. It just is a piece of work that someone gave you.
Oh, if I just randomly found this album and I didn't know who Lana Del Rey is, I would be like, oh my god, 10 out of 10, I love. But since I know Lana Del Rey and I'm comparing it to all these other albums I've already heard of hers, I still really like it, but like, there's other Lana Del Rey albums I like more, you know?
So it's like a 8 out of 10?
Yeah, an 8.1.
Okay. That's good.
But
that's
good. It was actually a great experience listening to Blue Bannisters on the plane, because I was landing in to the Midwest. It was a cloudy, kind of dreary day, and like just looking out the window during all these clouds and stuff, and like she was singing about her black bathing suit. It was beautiful.
Being in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's an album.
Oh yeah, she's released so many albums recently.
I haven't listened to Blue Bannisters fully yet.
Oh yeah, but you've listened to like the highlights. Dealer, so good when she's screaming in the chorus. Black bathing suit. Oh my god, what's that one? Sweet Carolina? That song is actually, I think, is that what it's called? There's that one where like she's singing to like, it's for her little sister.
Oh, I don't know.
That song is so good.
It's a bop.
Uh-huh.
Is it a version of the song Sweet Caroline? Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's actually way different.
Oh, it is.
It's all this about like if her sister ever gets sad, like she wrote a song for her to listen to if she ever gets sad.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, just stop being so sad.
Just listen to it. Oh, yep. Bathe in the sadness. Okay. So how was everyone's holiday?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could, like talk to, like, one person that was listening and just ask them, but we can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, like, because no one's here watching except us.
I feel like you guys all had a very good Thanksgiving. A lot of you guys aren't even in the U.S., so you're like, who gives an F about Thanksgiving? But you probably just had a regular-ass Thursday then.
Yeah, but... I guess if you don't live in the U.S., they probably don't take time off, I guess.
No.
But if you lived in the U.S. and you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, at least you got a week off.
I wish I could hear someone who would never...
a couple of days off, maybe not a week.
I want to hear someone who hasn't been to America and has only heard about Thanksgiving through, like, podcasts and, like, videos and stuff. Like, what do they think it is? It's kind of just, like, eating. I guess that's all it is, though, but it's...
Yeah, because I know, like, there's, like, our life is just, like, there's food and then you just spend the day with family.
Oh yeah, it's about like the pilgrims and stuff, but like literally no one ever talks about that during Thanksgiving. Like, no, it's not even like, I'm not even kidding. I think all Thanksgiving, I didn't once think of a pilgrim.
Like, yeah, this is what. That's what I was trying to say earlier. With all of these holidays, I don't associate them with like what they're actually about. For example, Christmas. I actually do like going to church on Christmas because it just reminds me of when I was a kid. But yeah, with Easter, Christmas, there's probably some other ones I'm missing out on, but I don't like actually think about like this is when Jesus was born. Even though not technically why Christmas is a thing, but like I don't really like think of it. I'm more of just like
Christmas. That is funny because when I think of Christmas, I literally just think of like fire. For some reason, my first thing that goes to my mind is a fireplace. Even though we don't even use a fireplace on Christmas, but I go to a fireplace, like snow, and also just like eating at a restaurant.
Oh, because we always do that.
Yeah. And also just like church.
I know. Church is so much fun.
I know. Church, like I'm not a church person, but on Christmas, like I just love church and like being so Christian and for those 45 minutes and like kind of just like judging everyone.
I know. And then they bring the offering basket around and most of the time I never give money.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm not donating. The reason why I'm not donating is because I don't want to throw any shade. I'm not going to say anything about what church we go to on Christmas. It could be any church across the whole USA, so don't even try to figure out what it is.
Oh, yeah. Like, we could literally be going to, like, Kansas for it.
Yeah.
Because we don't even celebrate.
All I'm saying is that there's one church that we've been to once. We found out that, like, the pastor lives in a mansion. So it's like, bitch, I'm not donating.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you have a pool. You have an underground pool.
No, from my knowledge, I thought with pastors and priests and stuff, it was like a thing where, like, so I'm not saying, like, they shouldn't be paid well. I'm just saying I thought it was a thing. Well, they just basically are doing it for charity. Because when you get down to the Bible, it's all about, like, giving. So it's, like, they just are donating their life to charity. But then, I mean, well, somehow we found out where he lived because, like, we were trying to be annoying. And he lived in his house and it was, like, $900,000 or
like
something
lavish.
It had a pool in the back.
I noticed, like, holy tree line. And it's, like, and then we go to the church and they're, like, any cent helps. Just please donate. It's, like, you're driving home in your limo. God, helicoptering home probably.
I feel like if I I got a lot of money, I probably would just get a limo everywhere. Even
though
it's kind of old fashioned, like limo.
I know, limos are so such a vibe.
Because it just like sounds so annoying. Like it sounds obnoxious. That's why I like it.
It's
like a limo's
long
more,
ass car.
It's more obnoxious than like a Lamborghini to me. Because it's like, you're obnoxious.
The funniest thing also, the limo is like, if you only two people are in it. Because it's like, why do you have a whole limo? Like, usually you picture like it being packed with people. It's like supposed to be this party thing. But if only like two people in the limo, it's even more like obnoxious.
And that's just funny.
It's like, we could have just gotten a regular town car, but we want a limo.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
But yeah,
limo.
I love church.
Oh, yeah. So we're now going to talk about church this whole podcast.
No. Well, yeah. My Thanksgiving was good.
Oh, yeah, same. Anyway,
that was the second part of the podcast.
This is the big quiz podcast. Me and Jacob decided we wanted to learn more about ourselves and reveal parts of ourselves to the Bro Show community that we haven't shown yet. We're going to take the love language quiz, the iconic quiz that everyone always brings up.
Yeah, and there's like four love languages, touch,
gifts of service.
I don't know what the other ones are.
Yeah, I feel like it'd just be good to know us. You guys could even take them along with us and we can all just learn about ourselves. We have some other quizzes. What were the other ones?
Oh, yeah. We have a career one because, like, it turns out, like, someone commented on my last YouTube video, like, you need to actually get a job. So I guess I need to actually get a job.
Oh, yeah. We need to just figure out, like, if we ever do need to get a more traditional type of job, what should it be?
No, I'm actually getting it because, like, people have commented on the podcast, like, you guys need to actually get a job.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I feel like they're right?
Oh, yeah, I'll get one.
And then the other one that I have is, like, you know, people say, like, there's like, 30 personalities. Which one are you?
Oh, I hate those. We're like, I'm the NJ Jaw. Yeah. I'm the NTPC or whatever. It's like, people can put it in their bios, which go you if you do, but I just don't know what it means. Like,
I'm the
type 3 NTJ. It's like, I don't know what that means.
Plus, like, I don't know. I kind of think, like, I can't even answer these questions because... because there's always a little person in the back of my mind that's like saying, answer the butt, thing that will give you a butt or like.
I know.
Butt or result at
that's
the
what I don't get about these personality quizzes because also, like, I feel like everyone wants to be like, oh, I think highly of myself and I'm like a positive, successful person. Like, we all want to like think about that ourselves. So when I ask these questions that are like, you don't want to like admit, like if you, even if you do, like it says, like, do you feel, if it's like something about like,
do you,
I don't know what I'm trying
to say.
Do you
hate yourself some, once in a while?
Yeah, like you don't even want to say yes because you're like, I guess I do, but I kind of want to get rid of that part of myself. Yeah, so do you admit that in a personality quiz?
Yeah, because even admitting it just gives it like validity or whatever the fuck.
Also, I hate when these quizzes, I like it when they have a yes or no answer, but when they have these sometimes, not often, neutral, very, like it says, do you agree with this statement? And it has like five options. I hate those.
That's too many options.
Yeah, too many options.
Yeah.
And what would happen if you just put neutral for all of them?
Oh, like, I think you just get nothing. But some people out as neutral on everything. I haven't met anyone like that.
But we aren't going to take that type of person, because like, we're taking like a more shitty one, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to answer too many questions.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually have something to talk about before.
What?
So I was FaceTiming Lucas earlier this week. And we, you know, with TikTok, Snapchat even, you stop taking a video on TikTok and they automatically, I think they do at least, apply a face filter.
I love that.
And I think, okay, this is not proven, but I think Snapchat automatically applies face filter. I've taken photos on Snapchat and on my iPhone camera and compared them and they, okay, now this is obviously kind of an exaggeration, but if you do it, you will notice that they look drastically different.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Skin tones, different parts of your faces are like redder than others on the different ones. So it just is weird.
I do love how TikTok, when you first open up TikTok and take a video, it has the beauty filter on. Like, it wouldn't have the option to put it on. It, the only option is to take it off.
I know, because they just know, like, your butt ugly.
But it was funny, because the last TikTok I made, first of all, I was like, I'm not using a beauty filter. I'm so real. And then I was like, and then I saw myself without it, and I was like, ew! I was like, oh my God, turn it back on immediately.
That's what is funny, is that when it's automatically on, you're like, ooh, but then when you put it on, it's like, obviously, no one has smooth skin. Like, no one actually has smooth
skin. But it's like,
skin.
I'm just going to pretend I do on TikTok. Why not?
I mean, they're basically, like, forcing you to. So
and also,
well.
Like, I have noticed, like, you said with Snapchat, because I never really post on Snapchat, but whenever you go on the app, it always starts with the camera, you know?
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like, damn, like, I have such clear skin.
Snapchat is kind of genius. So when you click on it, you go to the camera, and then you look at yourself, and it makes you want to post on Snapchat.
I know,
it's like,
it's so
oh my gosh, I'm so hot.
Like, sometimes I open mine, and it's just like Robert Pattinson. And they're like, I know. They try to trick me into thinking I'm him.
Yeah, I've thought I was him for a few months.
Oh, but with FaceTime.
No,
They warp your face in a bad way, the Apple ones.
So, okay, force me to get into the iPhone camera. So, from my knowledge, the iPhone camera, of course, probably does a little bit of face tuning, of face featuring, or whatever the F. But yeah. I haven't noticed that dramatic. Have you noticed
actually,
on the iPhone camera?
I think that Apple's a little bit more slick with it. Because I think it was the iPhone 10, iPhone X, or whatever they called it. That one actually blurred your face, like TikTok. And then people got mad, so they got rid of it.
Oh, because for like a month on the new iPhone, because I remember I tested it out on the new iPhone. It was like dumb how much filtery it was.
Yeah, it was like years ago, right?
Yeah, it was like years ago.
So I think what Apple did to be a little bit more slick.
Yeah.
So when you go on your camera app, this is your actual face. Maybe the most slight filters, but honestly, I think that's pretty much like accurate.
Yeah, okay, because what I'm saying is that when I look at myself in this camera, in the iPhone camera, I don't think of face tuning, because when I look at my cheeks, I can see like little indents. You know what everyone has those? I have a zit on my chin. And like maybe it does something, but I don't notice that much.
But what Apple does is with FaceTune, because I know everyone on FaceTime, they know everyone wants to look good when they're FaceTiming. So they said, you know what? We'll throw a filter and not even tell anyone. That's what they did.
Yeah, because, okay, I was FaceTiming Lucas, and I probably thought it before, but this time I was like, I am done. So I looked at myself when I was FaceTiming Lucas, and my eyes, the biggest difference that I noticed is that my eyes were like bulging. Like, because obviously
the
eyes are
bigger, bad though.
Like, yeah, it doesn't look good, but obviously they're trying to do big eyes because it makes you look hotter. But it makes you actually look worse.
No, because I remember, I remember like a year ago, we were FaceTiming discussing something or something. And I remember telling you, this isn't actually how I look, right? Do you remember that? Remember, I always would look at myself in FaceTime.
I do.
What is this? I'm like, because it made my face look swollen. Like, made my eyes look, like, swollen underneath. I was like, did I, like, have an allergic reaction or something?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that must look good on most faces because they picked that. But whatever it's not even a filter. They're doing facial warping.
No. Okay, no. What I want to happen with the next iPhone update. So, I don't know for sure. Maybe with the iPhone camera, there is a face filtering. Now, I have nothing on face filtering. But I just wish on the settings, from what I know of, this isn't a thing. On the settings, you could go on... There was a FaceTime iPhone camera and like maybe a few other options where you take photos on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, you can turn on face filtering or turn it off. Because why is it not an option? Why is it just like either you can't face have face filters or you do have face filters. Like, it's not even an option on iPhone.
Should we FaceTime each other right now to see?
Yeah, it's going to make that annoying.
Who knows,
buzz,
maybe we made all this up. Because right now, mine looks normal, I think. No, even mine might look a little weird.
No, yeah, you look different.
Wait, should I go to my camera app? Will I be able to?
But I don't
Okay, I'm
different.
On my camera app. Now I'm going to switch over to FaceTime and expose these hoes.
Okay, we can't.
Oh, it's doing this annoying thing. Yeah, it's confirmed.
In your smooth, it also looks good. smoothed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so good thing we exposed Apple.
But then something else I thought was interesting. Last night, I was watching a video from the original beauty guru, Michelle Phan.
Oh, yes.
Is she actually the original beauty guru?
I'm pretty sure.
I think she was, like actually the original.
You remember, like, she got sued by DJs? She got sued by record labels. She obviously ended up being settled, but.
Oh, well, okay. I just want to talk about this for a little bit. Because when I watched this video yesterday, it was a new video. Mm-hmm. And I went on our channel to most popular uploads.
Yeah.
And I watched one from, like, 10 years ago. It was, like, a zombie tutorial. And remember back in the day when everyone's YouTube videos, there wasn't just, like, background piano music. Every YouTube video had a mainstream song under the actual audio of the person talking throughout the whole entire video.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I don't know why they sued them. It's kind of promotional. They could took the
I
AdSense,
think all those.
But
I think record labels have changed their tides because now, like, with TikTok, like, it's just like you're allowed to use copyrighted music. It's how songs get popular.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why they ever got mad at YouTubers. Like, I understand, like, you do have to buy the rights to a song if you put it, like, in a movie or something.
For sure.
But just for a casual YouTube video, I feel like you should just allow it because it's just going to promote your song.
Well,
but
yeah.
But I guess
that's
also being,
this is
that's just
I
an
think.
Ignorant influencer
I think
opinion.
It should either be a thing where, because I think right now, usually record labels just take a percentage of the AdSense, which I actually don't even think is bad.
Or don't they take all of it?
Oh, I guess at the end of the day, they do take all of it. I mean, since we're in 2021, I guess that's just how it is, you know?
Yeah, honestly, like, I'm not even mad at them. It's like they obviously just want to make money for their music.
Yeah, but I was watching.
But it's funny how, like, TikTok, you're allowed to do it. So I wonder what will happen.
Okay,
with the
is it because, like, they? I never understood, like, how TikTok got away with, like, being able to just, like, stream all this music for free. Like, I don't understand it, to be honest.
But now record labels need TikTok to promote their music. So it's like they're in this limbo where they're, like, just allowing it.
Yeah, because it would be interesting, like, what if in the future, like, these record labels gave Salt and YouTubers, like, the privilege to use other musics, and then it just got, like, linked in the bio or something, because it's basically just promo. Yeah.
That was, like, me with Bebe Rexha.
Oh, yeah.
I had to promote her song on Insta Stories.
Had to.
Okay, no, I was offered to promote her song. Last Hurrah. Yeah, I'm the reason the mic was a hit. I'm just kidding.
But I was watching a Michelle Phan video, which, like, her videos are so satisfying.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she all, like, calming and satisfying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is that I watch it, and it feels like I'm meditating while watching it.
Yeah.
She's, like, the ultimate, like, mindfulness person. She doesn't even talk about it.
I'm, like, kind of a witch.
I think she actually does do witchcraft. If I'm right, I think she does.
Because remember one time it was a full moon and she tweeted, like, it's a full moon, so, like, charge your crystals in your backyard.
She's also into crypto.
And I'm dominatrix.
So she's like she's into a person where, like, I want people to view me like her.
Did you know that she has a sex class?
She does?
Yeah, remember, I saw it on some sort of Reddit, but she's doing a class where there's this dominatrix who, you know, dominatrix, like, you dominate, like, a girl, like, dominates a guy and, like, ties him up and beats him.
Yeah.
She's doing a whole thing with this huge dominatrix, and they're doing an online course. Like, actually, I don't even want to do that, but I want it. But it sounded cool because she said, like, yeah, like, realize the strength you have and stuff. I think it's more coming from that angle.
Oh, so is it kind of like, obviously people get pleasure from dominatrix, but then it's also a deeper inner feeling of, like, I control who I am.
Yeah, I feel like the course wasn't like, oh, learn how to tie someone up and beat them up. It was more like, learn how to have the energy I have when I do that, but you don't have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, rule everyone.
This, like, okay, this kind of gives me the energy of, like, okay, let's just say I released a porn. But, like, no, like, okay, but you know this thing where, like, you can, I'm not, obviously porn's looked down in society. But you know how you can, like, okay, and I'm not saying, like, she did this, but, like, you know how, like, I could get away with, like, releasing a porn by saying it's autistic?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if you fully made it autistic or something, but that's not. I don't know if she's yeah.
I guess it's sort of like strip pole classes. Like, so many people take a strip pole class. They don't want to be a stripper, but they just want to have the vibe of being a stripper to get confidence.
Plus, it'd just be interesting to learn about dominatrix. All I know is, like, handcuffs, and, like, I just see, like, these, like, these like funny pictures on Twitter about it. But I don't even know, like, the isn't the pie like a backstory about it from like hundreds of years ago?
I honestly don't really know. That's like, I remember one time I was at a nail salon.
I'm gonna take it.
You should take it and then tell everyone.
Review.
You should review it.
Oh my gosh, I might.
But I was at a nail salon in LA years ago, and there was this girl with these long ass fucking nails next to me. She probably was like 45. And for some reason, we just had the vibe where we just started talking right away. She just had, like, was really friendly.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, I'm a dominatrix. I like tie all these people up and everything. And like, that's what she did.
Oh, so wait. So, okay. Let's just fully tackle this. So with dominatrix, is it always sexual? Or is it just like, you like, people just like having someone beat them up?
I don't know. She said it always was the most successful guys. So these guys who like own these gigantic corporations.
I think you told me about this actually.
Like these people who own these. It isn't like, oh, like someone's so weak and pushed down they want to be beat up. It's like these people have so much power in their life that they want to get the shit beat out of them by, I guess, a girl who's a dominatrix. And they just want to be like so belittled because they just, it's something different than their ordinary life.
Did were you talking to her or was she talking to the nail lady?
Oh, she was talking to me.
Oh, that's so interesting. So it's like a whole world.
I know. I should have gotten her number. We could have had her on the podcast.
Okay. So, okay. Michelle Phan, like, obviously, now I'm even more obsessed with her. Now I know that she has a dominatrix course.
But what did her video say?
Wait, what?
What did the video say that you watched?
Oh, but you just were laughing. Why were you laughing?
I was laughing because I was like, you haven't talked about her video yet because I distracted it by this little dominatrix.
But basically Michelle Phan had to do, no, she didn't have to. She did this video about face filters, which I obviously wanted to watch.
Oh,
she, like,
yeah.
The secret meaning of, I don't know, it was something, the title was interesting. But basically there was drama because a few days ago, I guess, she released a natural makeup tutorial and then it went viral. By viral, it had like 3,000 upvotes on this one subreddit for like makeup or something. And people were like, why do you do a natural makeup tutorial, but the whole time she has a beauty filter on?
Oh, so this video was in response to the hate?
Yeah, so basically she saw the subreddit. She even put in the comments, like, this is, she didn't talk about the subreddit in the video, but she said, like, this is my response to this Reddit thread. Mm-hmm. But basically, I thought it was so interesting. She basically said, like, face filters are such a big thing. And she also said that, like, face filters haven't always been a thing. Like, back in old Hollywood, like, they would rub, like, a little bit of Vaseline on the camera.
Is that actually true?
That's funny. I mean, I'm going to take it as fact.
You always hear people joke saying, they rubbed Vaseline on the camera, but they must have actually done it back then.
And then she also said that some people put pantyhose over the camera, like, back in the day. And
that's
old
funny.
Hollywood. And basically, after I watched her opinion on face filters, I'm always, like, okay, like, she basically said, like, if you're gonna use a face filter, you might as well just be honest about it. So, like,
yeah.
So if all my Instagram photos are face filtered, like, might as well just, like, somewhere, like, on one of my Instagram photos, just say, or, like, one of my YouTube videos, say, like, by the way, like, I filter everything I do.
Oh, yeah.
She basically said that she loves face filters, which, like, I'm not, like, obsessed with them, but she has, like, a whole app where, like, it does all this interesting stuff, and she said that she loves face filters. And she just said, like, oh, it was just an, like, she just is so used to using face filters because kind of like what we were talking about earlier, that's why I wanted to bring this up. It's not just random, but because, you know, on iPhone, you look different.
Yeah.
She found this one face filter app where she feels like it actually looks like herself. So, like, I mean, I understood where she was coming from, but what were you going to say?
But so in her natural makeup video, did she not even disclose she had a filter on, though?
Like, what? So basically, that's what I think happened is, like, she didn't even say she had a filter, But from watching the video, I kind of got the idea that she was filming on her iPhone, and she didn't use the iPhone camera app. She used this one face filter app. And she basically said in the video, she just thinks she looks... No, basically the app that she uses, she said that she has all the filter app. She just uses this app because it makes her look more like herself. And she turned something on. It's not like a smoothing feature, but something. And...
I feel like that is a good outlook.
I thought she was totally justified from like the people on Reddit.
Yeah, I feel like that is a good outlook to have because everyone can pretend. I mean, obviously some people just actually just want to show like no filters at all, and that's fine
too.
Yeah,
for
sure. But everything when you get down to it is to make us look better. Even like when you use a ring light, you could say, I want to light up the room, but really it's because it like lights up your face in a way that just looks good. You know what I mean?
To even go deeper into it, like we were talking about last week, is anything I post actually authentic? Basically, in a way, me, like, being more anogenic in a video is my personality having a face filter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in a way,
yeah.
It's the same.
And I agree. Like, some people, they just like the vibe of it. If they want to have this whole, like, fantasy where, like, they have this filtered face and that's in all their videos, then I don't even think it's bad. As long as they don't. But if they're like, Michelle Phan said, if they're lying and being like, I did not filter it, that's annoying. You might as well just be honest.
Oh, yeah. I like the vibe of like, if I am going to get all this plastic surgery, I like people that are just honest about it. Same with goes with face filters. Like, if everything I do is going to be fake, might as well just be honest about it.
Yeah, because I actually like how even Tana Mongeau, I saw her on Jeff's Barbershop.
Yeah.
And he was joking with her being like, so everyone always says you face tune your photos so hardcore. Because like, there's been before and afters of like Getty images that were Getty images. And then she buys the photo and like face tunes it. And it's like so different, you know?
Yeah.
But she just like was honest. And like, yeah, like I just think it's cool doing that. She's like,
I know, that's so.
Yeah,
that's
she was just completely honest being like, I completely edit all my photos. Like, I don't let anyone post a photo of me unless I edit it. And she's like, if I can have like double D's in my photo, like I'm just going to have double D's in my photo because it's fun to edit it to look like that. Which that's like, I think it's cool that she's just honest about it. Yeah, it'd be so different if she was like, what? So like, that's just how I look, but she's just being upfront and honest, and yeah.
It's basically just like a sub-character of herself, in a way.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, face filters, I guess I'll say I agree.
Yeah, I feel like as long as you're not being deceitful, or like, this is one scenario where you shouldn't use face filters, or if you do, like, maybe it actually should just be completely illegal. In what? Advertisements for skincare.
Oh, but then
it's just annoying when you see these effing TikTok ads where they say, okay, I found something that can actually get rid of blackheads. And then they do this thing on their nose and then they blur in the nose so there's no blackheads. Like, I feel like it should be illegal. That's just deceitful.
Oh, yeah, because when you get down to it, it's just false advertising. Like, it's literally a lie.
Yeah, it's just a lie about the product. So I feel like that shouldn't be allowed. Maybe even a makeup ad.
Wait, so I have a question. So if this is actually a lie, I've mentioned this before on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I always go back to it and I think of face filters. So there was this Jennifer Lawrence ad for Dior. Or like, no, for Estee Lauder.
Yeah.
And it was like a skincare. Because don't they do skincare, makeup, all that shit?
I think
Estee
so.
Estee Lauder. It was holding at this pool. And
it looked so cool.
Her face was so clear. And like, she probably has such good skin. Because like, she gets like, she probably just has such good skin. Like, period. Yeah. But in the, she for sure had like makeup on. So like, in that scenario, like, if it was like a perfect one.
Part of me does say, like, I know I just said, make it all illegal. But then when I think of the Dior out of Jennifer Lawrence, and I do love, like, the Hollywood fantasy, you know? Like, I don't want to take that away.
Yeah,
like, I think it's so cool seeing this movie star in a pool, like, with all these diamonds around her, and, like, she just is glowing, and like, this isn't even a human. But, like, I kind of like that whole Hollywood fantasy.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. I feel like what should be, like, maybe illegal is, like, is Clean and Clear doing an ad.
Yeah.
Saying, this acne mover, you put it on your skin and the next day it's all away, and they literally show the next day and it literally looks like a baby's face. Yeah. And it's like, okay, maybe that should be illegal.
I don't know. We don't have all the answers, but please discuss below.
With that being said, I need to go pee.
Oh, this podcast is sponsored by ShipStation. The holidays are the most wonderful time of the year, but if you're running an online store, you know they can also be the craziest time of the year. You've got inventory to manage, orders to fill, and a growing list of stressed out customers checking in twice a day, wondering whether those last-minute gifts will arrive in time. With ShipStation, the hassle of shipping out holiday orders melts away, leaving you with happier customers and more freedom to run your business or enjoy some much-needed time off. I don't have an online business, but when I create one, I'm definitely using ShipStation because all of the features they have are so helpful. And for me personally, I wouldn't want to have to worry about so much to do with the shipping because that's such a tedious task. So they make it so you don't have to worry about that and you can focus on growing your business and coming up with new products and stuff.
If you sell anything online, I don't need to tell you that shipping can be super frustrating. There are so many carriers and tons of factors that go into figuring out the best rate for each order. And with more people shopping online every year, the added holiday stress doesn't help. ShipStation makes shipping the easy part of running your online business, so you can get back to doing what you're passionate about, growing your business. Easily import orders from every sales channel, whether that's Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website, and automate just about any shipping task, all from just one easy-to-use dashboard. Changing your shipping solution can seem daunting, but with the holidays here, now is the time to think about making a change. ShipStation works with all major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, USPS, and UPS. And you even get access to discounted rates that are usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. So not only is shipping easy, you can actually save money. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. It's that good.
Make this holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation. Use the code LucasJacob to get a 60-day free trial. Just enough time to handle the holiday rush. Again, go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top, and enter LucasJacob. ShipStation. Let's make ship happen.
I am back. So that's to talk about face filters. Yeah, put your things in the comments and maybe that'll become like a weekly thing. Like, okay, we're not gonna do this. I was just joking. I was gonna say, put who you think does face filters on Instagram and we'll go into it. I'm joking. We're not gonna do that. That sounds mean. But should we start doing the quizzes?
Oh yeah, what one should we do first?
Let's start with love language. Let's just type in love language quiz. I didn't find...
Yeah, it's the fivelovelanguages.com.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And this is... it's not just for, like, romantic partners. It even says for... Yeah, for everyone. I think it's just to find out, like, even in, like, friendship, what you would want from someone.
Oh, yeah. That's what is so interesting about it. Is
I think, at least.
I like how they do that. If that... I think that has that's what they do, and I like how it's not,
well, it
like,
says for couples, singles, teens, and children.
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, like, children are like you do it on your children and then on your child. And then, like, if you were the parent, like, you know, like, if they, like, give.
Oh,
if they want to be, like, hugged when they
true.
Get home from school. That's what I would assume.
Okay,
least.
So you want it?
Wait, are you love language quiz?
Yep.
Start. Okay, let's start the quiz.
Okay, first of all, we're both adults. At first, I was going to be like, you're a teen, but...
No.
Oh, yeah, somebody actually commented that we need to have our little brother Ethan on immediately because they said, no, neither of you guys are teens. Because Jacob used to be a teen, like, half a year ago. So they're saying, like, now that you guys aren't teens, like, please have your little brother on who's 17. Because, like, the teen audience is starting to dwindle.
Oh, yeah. On, like, all of my YouTube channels, like, it's getting to a point where if the demographics are real, like, I feel like a lot of people lie about their age. But it says that, like, people 34 to, like, 40-something is higher than people teenagers. Which, like, I'm kind of, like, I'm excited about. Because, like, I like love like when older people come on my YouTube videos and I just love replying. Like,
it's so funny.
It's like fun having a convo. Like, age doesn't even matter, but I just thought it was. I just think it's like fun.
But it was basically. So funny because one of the listeners of this podcast, she said, I got my parents into Jacob's videos and she took a video like sneaking behind them in their basement. She didn't even, maybe this was set up, but she was sneaking into the basement and her mom and her dad were watching Jacob like rank something.
Red Bull?
Yeah, and their parents were just watching it. And like, she was just videotaping, like, yeah, they actually just genuinely watched the videos now.
When I saw that video, just like, I feel like it's real, but it just felt like something. It felt so like I just couldn't believe it. You know,
that's so cool.
Okay, how do you describe yourself? I am in a relationship. I am single. I am single.
I'm in a relationship.
Wait, with who?
I'm joking. It's more meaningful to me when A, I receive a loving note, text, or email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug. It's actually hard. Wait. That's a thing. This is why I hate these quizzes. I don't know myself.
No, like, okay, this is what I'm saying. Is that like I've experienced people like touching me, like doing hugs and stuff. But like but for some reason
doing hugs and stuff.
I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I haven't experienced it enough to know.
Well, I guess what would you, if you were dating someone, would you rather them write you a loving note? Like, just leave you a note being, like, something you're saying, something special? Or would you rather them just... Would you rather prefer you just hugging them?
I'd just say hug.
Yeah, same with me, actually. Like, obviously, both are nice, but I'd probably, like... I think I would take a hug. I actually don't. Whatever. Move on. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend time alone with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
No, but we need to keep in mind it says someone I love. So this could literally be, like, a family member. Anyone.
Or, like, you and mom.
Or just, like, yeah, anyone. Like, literally, because obviously, if your friends are with anyone, you obviously love them.
Long pause.
Can I spend... I'm trying to, like, this is the thing. I'm actually going to try to answer accurately. I can spend alone. I'm just going to put alone time.
That's what I said, too. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token for our love, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
I'm gonna say uninterrupted leisure
time.
Yeah,
same. Okay, now would you rather my partner and I touch or my partner unexpectedly does something for me like filling my car or doing the laundry?
Wait, now this is the point where we have different questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't have that. Wait, because mine says it's more meaningful when someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with a project, or I can share an innocent touch with someone I love.
Oh, I guess it's a different wording, but yeah, that's weird.
Oh, okay, so we can both say what we answer. Expected for me. I'm going to say the project one.
Yeah, same.
Okay, the next one for me is, it's me more meaningful when someone I love puts their arm around me in public. Someone I love surprises me with a gift.
Huh? For this one, should we just do it and then tell our answer? Should we say, like, okay, we're just going to do it for 5 minutes and then get back with you guys?
Yeah, because this one might be too long for the podcast.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, we're going to finish this and then we'll be back.
Oh,
Lucas is on his last couple questions. He tried doing it on his iPhone, but for some reason it wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, I had to do it on my laptop. It was a whole drama.
Okay, we both finished it. It probably took a total of 5 minutes.
Yep. Our love languages are about to be revealed. And as we did this, do you remember that we already did this?
Yeah, we did it before. Like
2 years ago?
Yeah, one night we were at like the family house and we just decided to do it. Like everyone.
Did we do it on the podcast?
Oh, we did?
I think.
Oh, I forgot about
but
that.
But a lot can change in 2 years.
Yeah, and wait, but is this type of thing where it's always supposed to... I guess you might realize more things about yourself.
I don't really know.
This really opened my mind, though, because the questions were quite intriguing. Because it's interesting thinking, like, not everything... If this doesn't happen, it doesn't mean someone... doesn't want to be friends with you or doesn't want to, like, so someone doesn't have to get, if someone doesn't give you gifts that for your birthday, but if they just didn't, like, what I'm trying to say is that you might as well not overthink things because everyone has a different way of doing things.
No, different love languages.
Yeah, but just with everything, everyone has a different way of doing something. So
yeah.
It's not always going to meet up to your standards.
So what was your biggest percentage? You guys, the options are quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, or receiving gifts.
Okay, 30. My biggest one is 37%, which I'm kind of disappointed. I thought it would be bigger than that. I don't know if that's usual, but quality time.
Oh, okay. My top three are like all the same amount of percent, so I don't really get it.
So what one's the biggest, though?
It's 29% quality time.
Okay.
And then the 2 and 3 are both 26%, and it's words of affirmation and physical touch. So I guess all my main three things are quality time, words of affirmation, so just so many compliments, and then physical touch.
And then what's your last two? Like, what's your least?
They're both 10%. The acts of service and receiving gifts.
Okay, yeah. My next one is acts of service, 20%. Words of affirmation, 17%. Physical touch, 13%. Receiving gifts, 13%. So, yeah, that's mine. I'm not that surprised by my results. Because I feel like I'd rather... like, I just knew going into the quiz, I'd rather spend quality time with someone than receive a gift. And some of the questions were worded weirdly. Like it said, would you want to have someone give you a hug in public? And for me, since I'm slightly uncomfortable person, I'm down to have someone hug me in the privacy of in a home or wherever. But I just wouldn't like being touched in public, like being hugged or putting my arm around. I just feel like that's not me, but in private I would. But so with that, like, I don't know if that would sway my quiz results or what, but.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but it's so funny how like receiving gifts is so big for some people because like every question had like, would you rather have someone say I love you or give you a gift? Or like, would you rather have a gift, look forward to getting a gift or be appreciated by your partner? Like, it's so fun. Some folks must really love gifts.
Oh, yeah, there was so many about it. I kind of viewed it as, like, the gift was, like, Panda Express.
Oh, that's true.
That's how I viewed it as. So I kind of had to be, like, more lenient, you know?
Yeah. I guess mine's right, but I actually don't even know.
Well, okay, so at quality time, since we both have that as the number one, I'll just read the excerpt that they say. In quality time, nothing says I love you like full, undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and our chosen tasks on standby makes you feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed activities, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Whether it's spending uninterrupted time with someone else or doing activities together, you deepen your connection with others through sharing time.
Oh.
What's like? Yeah, that's for sure. Like my number one, even if I didn't do the quiz.
Well, great.
What were your other like? What are the excerpts? Anything interesting about? Since yours were kind of equal, your first three.
Let's see. Oh yeah, just saying. Like I like when someone's being the words of affirmation. I like when someone's kind, encouraging, and yeah.
Is this what they do in like relationship therapy? If people are married and they don't like each other anymore.
Oh, yeah, because right underneath it says, it's never too late to start loving again.
Well, because what I'm just picturing, this can be just for like friendships and everything, but when I went down, there was like books about the five love languages. So I just pictured the scenario of people going to therapy and saying, mine's quality time. And then your significant other has to read a book about quality time to know how to appreciate you and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they have a swap or like, what's your love giving language? You know what I mean?
Oh, like what would you do?
Yeah, just naturally.
Wouldn't it be the same though, kinda?
You never know.
But then you also, it's the saying isn't sometimes true. What how you treat others is not how you treat yourself, or like the swish way.
You always beat up yourself so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Now should we do
a career test?
Oh yeah, which one is it?
So there's a few. They all are like. You can just pick a random one. So we can either do 1-2-3 test or Truity. We actually, I may not do that one. Or Career Explorer.
What's the dinkiest one?
I mean, they're both. Wait. Oh, this one said it's going to take 30 minutes.
Oh, sis. I want one made by like a fifth grader.
Oh, 1-2. Type in 1-2-3 test, Career Aptitude Test.
1-2-3 test, career aptitude.
Did you do tests like this in high school, by the way? Or middle school?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I actually remember doing a test like this like in high school.
Yeah, I remember doing a few like this. Let's see if we're on the same page once you click on that. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a 9.3 out of 10.
Oh, there's only 15.
Yeah, so basically you just go down. So should we just get into it?
Is this the quiz right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so either, so we have to pick which one we like?
So basically you put a check mark on one of the statements / images, and then you put an X on one of them.
Okay, so are we all in the same order? The first one's going to the office.
Yeah.
For me personally, check. Like going to an office sounds fun. Like even, because I'm thinking back to like when I did acting, like that was kind of like going to an office. Like there was literally an office on set, like. That's kind of what I vibe, like going to work every day. That's what I picture going to the office to be.
Okay, you like
that? I'm like down for that.
So you put a check mark on it?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is...
Well, what did you do?
Oh, well, I'm just going to read them a lot and then think of what one I want. Resource job.
We only get to check one?
You only get to check one.
What? Are you sure?
I
think we do each one, I thought. Oh, you can do each one, Jacob.
Oh, but then it switches. Like if you check.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so you can only do
oh,
one.
Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't understand the test.
Yeah, that's what I was. Because I was like, out of these four, like that's like your fave.
Okay, so it's either going to the office, research job, construction, or creative photography. Honestly, I don't know because I don't want to take photos, really.
I'm doing creative photography because like just the whole life behind it sounds better than the other three to me. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna
like
do...
not the job creative photography. That doesn't really sound like that fun to me, but like the whole lifestyle of like editing and and like picking people to do photos with.
I'm actually gonna do office above that.
Okay, and now X.
Oh, we have to X one?
Yeah.
Well, construction for me, I don't wanna do that.
I'm gonna do research job just because I picture like me. Look, like the picture shows someone looking through a microscope, and I just wouldn't want
to
do that.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that either, to be honest. But construction, more I do not want to do.
Okay, the next one. So I think we just do the same thing. It says auctioneer, teacher, mechanic, chemist.
Oh, all these are horrible.
Horrible.
I mean, I guess I'd be an auctioneer because, like, you'd be screaming so much. It'd be kind of fun.
Wait, I was actually immediately saying Chuck just because I don't even really know what it is. Like, yeah. I didn't even know that was an actual job.
It sounds like you'd be in a very exciting environment all the time. You're like, 1-2, 1-4, 1-1. Like, isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
And, like, you're always like, people are throwing money at you. Like, and out of all of these,
and when I watch like Pawn Shops, that one show, oh yeah, it sounds kind of fun.
But which one to put an X on, I don't know. I might even say teacher because, like, I do not want to be a mechanic. I don't want to be a chemist. But being a, I know there's so many teachers, and I'm so thankful for all the teachers out there. But it's, for me personally, I just do not want to.
Well, okay. But I was actually not going to put an X on teacher because I was picturing teaching anyone anything.
Could it be like teaching like something fun?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Because with this photo, it's showing elementary school, which for me, what I absolutely hate.
Yeah.
I'm going to put an X on teaching because just in general,
but
like,
what if like you could be like an improv class teacher?
But wait, no, even if everyone says I'm an expert on something and I know I'm an expert on something, I just wouldn't want to teach other people things. I just think right now.
I'm going to put an X on mechanic because that would suck.
Okay.
Well, but I love all the mechanics out there. Okay, monitor and record. What the hell is that?
So like, just like what you'd be doing your job.
Oh, okay. Oh, would you rather monitor and record, sell and convince like a car salesman, design and paint, or help and care?
I'll just put design and paint because with this one, I'm also looking at the big old picture. I'm not just looking at like painting all day, but that's just, I mean, I don't even paint, but...
I guess I'll do that as well. I don't know, though, because if it actually... I'm thinking of designing and painting, I don't want to do those. So should I actually say no?
Well, with Allie, I'm kind of like...
I'm going to do sell and convince will be my first one, because, like, it'd be kind of fun selling people stuff.
Oh, that sounded horrible to me. That actually sounded like one of my worst.
That would fall into being a realtor, and I'd be so down to be on Selling Sunset.
Oh, yeah, that would.
So that would be me. I'll try to... people buy houses and shit.
For me, that actually might be, that's my worst.
You know what the worst thing, this sound makes sound like a bad person, help and care. Just because like I actually like caring for people, but like I just don't want that to be my job, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think it takes a specific person, and I'm so thankful for those people
because the people that do help and because they seem so genuine, and I actually believe they're genuine.
Yeah,
but I just don't know if I have that in me.
Yeah. It's not for me.
Okay, next.
Social worker, administrator, firefighter, or manager? Okay. What is like an administrator? Like what? Like you just...
I'm just going to picture someone in the school office that just like is like under the principal.
And like dealing with all these papers and shit, putting them in the cabinets.
Yeah, that's what I picture.
I mean, I guess out of all of these, I'd most want to be a manager.
That's what I'm saying. I'd most want to be a manager, but at the same time, like, That doesn't sound like my favorite out of anything, but like it most out of these four.
And I guess administrator would be my worst because I don't want to just deal with papers all day. You know?
I'm going to say social worker is my worst. Even though, I mean, I'm thinking once that sounds kind of fun.
Okay. Would you rather be a jewelry creator, guide to children? Is that like a teacher? Medical diagnostics or take notes? Oh, I think I already know the worst one to be taking notes for me.
I'd say jewelry creation is my best.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And then my worst would be medical diagnosis because I just picture me getting it wrong. And then them saying like, so you killed me?
Shit, these all sound horrible. Yeah, because if I was a medical diagnoser person, I know I would convince myself I had all those diseases. So like someone would come in and be like, yeah, and I'd be like, shit, I have the same thing. So I'm going to say X to that because I don't want to be around that type of energy.
Okay, 1, 6 out of 15. Sketch and design, mobile mechanic, help disabled, business manager. I put sketch and design as my favorite because they are showing a picture of someone painting someone, but I picture like planning ahead on like a creative project.
Yeah.
Then my war. I'm laughing because I was looking at help disabled, and that sounds so horrible saying that you're war.
Oh, it's
one.
Like I would never want to do that. Just kidding. But I guess I will put that X on it.
Business manager.
That kind of goes into what I was saying before.
I'm
going to
put X on help disabled.
You don't want to be a social worker or help disabled people?
I'd be down to like volunteer. I actually, like if someone said, you should really volunteer at an old folks home and they gave me like reasons, like maybe I would. But I'm just saying like, I just wouldn't want to do that every day.
Yeah, I kind of get what you mean. Just everyone has different things, you know?
What's your worst?
It might actually be mobile mechanic just because like the thought of going from house to house and... fixing stuff for people sounds so annoying. And, like, I would just hate it because I'd be like, I don't know how to do this shit.
But But the
and
reason
like a toolbox, I hate tools. Like I don't want to be around that shit.
That wouldn't be my favorite, but I feel like you could mess around and like be at someone's house for like 6 hours and then go back to the office and be like, it took so long.
Oh, that's true, and like never really actually worked.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of pitching.
Okay.
So the next one, study, styling, and decorating. Close business deals or fix it? Close business deals goes into your like realtor thing.
Yeah, so that would actually be number one because like also closing business deals sounds so satisfying. Like, all right, we all got paid.
Yes.
And my worst would probably be studying. But then again, that's part of like, I actually kind of like studying in a way. If I think of studying for school, so annoying, but I do like learning something new and like studying about
it. Yeah, I'm thinking of these in like a broader sense. Like it sounds fun to like study Photoshop and learn so much more about it that I don't know.
I guess my worst would be fix it.
Okay, so this one's hard because I'm putting a check mark on styling and decorating, but that actually doesn't even sound fun to me.
I know, like, the thought of, like, you would think it would. It's like those one careers that we've all have in our mind that we think would be so fun, like, designing. But then you actually do it wouldn't be.
Yeah, because I just picture, like, me not being able to think of ideas and, like, the boss being like, oh, you're going to get fired then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll actually put a check mark on closed business deals and an X on fix it.
So we actually fast forward the rest of this one, too?
No, we should just say do it fully. Social counselor, molecular scientist, accountant, veterinarian.
Oh, veterinarian. That's going to be my ex, I think. Or accountant also sounds horrible.
Oh, because like animals dying?
Yeah, like I remember that's not the one where I thought I would love it because I do love animals. But then I volunteered at a pet thing and I didn't like it. Because I had to like, you're washing these dogs and they hate it so much and they're like crying and it's like, I just feel horrible. And then, like, peeing on you and, like, getting all their hair on you.
Oh,
you have to
okay.
make sure the cats don't bang. And, like, one time one of the other people who was volunteering let the cats bang and one of them got pregnant and everyone got mad. And, like, just a whole thing that isn't fun.
I'm going to put checkmark on accountant because math actually sounds fun to me.
I guess I'll put a checkmark on social counselor because I'm picturing, like, in a broader sense, like, I would be down to be Dr. Phil.
Oh, okay.
And then X on accountant for me.
I'll put X on social counselor.
Owen.
Okay, 9 out of 15. Chairman, administration, gain knowledge, landscape architecture.
What?
I'll put a check mark on gain knowledge and an X on administration.
I guess I'll put a check on landscape and architecture because out of all of those, it sounds... And I'll X on administrator again.
And being chairman also sounds annoying to me because if you're like the chairman of like this big-ass company, it sounds annoying making all these big-ass decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dental technician, host, draw, information clerk.
Dental technician, like that's one like I could get down with.
Yeah, it kind of has the vibe of, like, being, I don't know what you call this person, but people that give people, like, lip injections and stuff.
Yeah, I'd be so down to do that.
Like, it's not my first thing, but if I was, like, lost in life in the future, like, maybe I would become
that. Or, like, being a hairdresser, like, I could kind of see me doing that.
That I can't see
I could see it because it'd just be fun, like, I just love how you're one-on-one. Like, I love talking to people one-on-one. It's, like, more just, like, fun and stuff.
And it's not your typical job when you think.
Yeah,
you're
gonna talk to those people, hear all their drama, like do their hair. They walk out feeling great, you know.
Okay, so it's dental technician. You're like,
shit.
Okay, information clerk is gonna be my ex.
What the fuck is a host? Like, does that mean a host at a restaurant?
I'm just gonna put host. Yes, because okay,
I would rather host people than be a dental technician.
Yeah, and I'm pitching like hosting a YouTube channel or something.
Information clerk ex. I don't want to be those people who tell you like where to go in the mall.
Controller, stockbroker, data analyst, engineer. I put engineer check and controller X because what if I accidentally set the bomb off?
I guess I'll put stockbroker is yes because would sound fun to be Wolf of Wall Street. And an X for me would be data analyst, I guess. Okay, next up, science, tools, medical support, or arts and drama. Obviously, check on arts and drama. And X on tools.
Medical support X. And then I'll put a check mark on arts and drama. Okay, 14 out of 15.
logical reasoning, sorting and organizing, give directions to teach and explain.
Shit.
This is like a lot to soak in a couple of seconds.
It just all sounds horrid.
Give directions, X. Logical reasoning,
but like I'm trying to think of like an actual job that would involve logical reasoning. So say for example, like I worked at a record label and like I was trying to like figure out how to make Dua Lipa's Era the best. Would that be considered logical reasoning? Yeah,
that's exactly what I wasn't pitching exactly that, but I was pitching me working for these YouTubers and trying to give them logical reasoning to make their videos do better.
Yeah, I would say check on that too then.
And then I put an X on give directions because I'm picturing me at the mall and people asking me for directions.
Me would be sorting and organizing would be my X.
Okay.
Next up, elderly care, which we know Jacob doesn't want to do. I'm kidding. Estate agent.
Oh my gosh.
Fashion designer or poem slam? Well, obviously for me, estate agent because I want to be on Selling Sunset.
I'll put a check on problem solving because it kind of goes into logical reasoning. And then I'll put an X on elderly care.
Same.
Okay, well, on the last one. And I can't wait to see what I'm going to be when I'm older.
I know.
Electronics, creative writing, archiving, salesperson.
Creative writing and chat.
That's what I'm doing too. And then X, archiving is X for me.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing this shit where I'm alone. People thrive in that environment because like these being these sorting and organizing type jobs. But for me, I just couldn't.
That's what, okay. Part of me feels like I didn't answer this actually, like realistically, because part of me, it does sound fun. Like, okay, it wouldn't be my top job. But if someone said you have to, like, I wouldn't be mad, like writing like someone else's, like it's like people give me documents and writing notes on it or something. Like I wouldn't be mad at it, but I know I already finished it and I'm going to see what my answer is.
Wait, now what do you have to say? Education level?
High school.
I can already tell this is going to be one of those tests where it's
you have to pay.
You have to pay money to see the results.
Okay.
If that's it, I'm going to be done.
I'll just select out. So basically it says, would you be down to do any of these? Yeah, I guess so. I am a male. My age is 20. I am from the United States. My education level is high school.
You guys, the results are coming in.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, tell us our personality type.
Okay, I need to go pee again, like, so yeah.
Little pee boy. This is actually pretty cool, though, because it tells us our personality types as well.
Okay, let's get into this then.
So, yeah, my number one thing isn't artistic, even though everyone views me as that. My number one is enterprising.
So is that like selling stuff, the whole sales wolf?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm an influencer at heart.
Literally.
You guys, buy DoorDash. So my number one is enterprising. That's 27% of Lucas. 25% of Lucas is artistic. What are your top two?
27%. My number one is artistic. And my second one is investigative.
Investigator.
Because like I'm always like writing notes on people that
That's
I know.
That's true. Like always analyzing people. Then like you go home writing a journal. Like they're different. Like mental illnesses.
Yeah,
you think they have.
Like I diagnose people with things.
Yeah. That is so you.
What's your least?
Wait. Number third is social.
Wait, your third? My last one is social. That's so funny to me.
Oh,
want to hide in a box, boy?
Okay. Your least is social. Mine is almost, I think, more offensive.
What?
The least thing for me is realistic.
Wait, I have a question.
Realistic?
What
does delusional?
That mean? I know. When I saw that, does that mean that you're delusional? Like, what does that
like,
mean?
It's just basically, like, I don't want to deal with anything realistic. That actually is me, though. Like, remember before I was saying, like, I'm a Narnia boy?
Oh, and I've
I'm
also...
I'm like, Narnia.
I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but, like, I've also, like, thought before, I'm just gonna, like, basically, this is being unrealistic. Like, just thinking, like, I'm not gonna take anything too seriously.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, does it really matter that much? Like, I kind of view things like that,
is
so...
Is this what happened? The reason my mind... Oh, and then my least two are realistic and conventional.
My least two are social and then realistic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that was... I like how they say your personality.
This is pretty cool, actually. So when do we find out what our jobs are going
to
be?
You just go to the bottom. Your suggested occupations.
Mine would be a public relations officer. Public relations officers represent a company. Okay. So I'd, like, deal with, like, the PR of a company.
So I have two that are at 94%. Is the other one below it the same?
Oh, yeah, mine are two at 93%. Public relations and communication manager, which I'd be a spokesperson, I guess.
My two biggest are architect and video and motion picture editor.
So you're already in one of yours. Yeah,
because when you get actually down to it, I edit videos, which like is a video picture editor.
Yeah, like you're already doing that.
It's also funny that architect came up because I'm not even joking. When I was like 12, I remember telling everyone for like a year of my life that I wanted to be an architect.
Yeah, I actually kind of remember that.
Yeah, so there was like, maybe it was longer than a year. Maybe I was like 8. But there was like a few years of my life where I said I wanted to be an architect. So that's funny.
Let's just see any. Oh, one of mine is producer, radio producer, news anchor.
Wait, mine said famous person.
One of mine is a talent, famous person. That's the occupation.
What?
Yeah, mine all like seem like I would be down for these jobs. Wait. Like even like advertising copywriter. I don't know what that is. Is it like coming up with like what the advertisement would be?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That'd be kind of fun, I guess.
So now the question is, because we kind of touched on this earlier, how many of your biggest jobs are you like currently doing? So mine is video editor. Like there has to be one where like you actually, so you're like basically a host.
I guess kind of like, oh yeah, like radio producer. Like producing like a whole podcast is basically radio.
Yeah.
I'm also a producer. Let's see. News anchor. Oh, I do talk about the news on here sometimes.
Oh, and you also do commentary, which like basically is a news anchor.
Interior designer. I did design this set. Oh, me and Jacob both did.
We're going to, like, aren't we going to redesign it soon?
Yes, because we only have one more Bro of the Week.
Should we just talk about it right now? We're going to forget.
Yeah, we have a Bro of the Week next week, but no, we should. I feel like we should just delay it.
Save
like,
it for next week. Full. I know, yep. I feel bad.
The
at
Bro
this
of
point.
The Week is up, but we forgot to do it at the beginning of the episode. We're just going to, we'll keep you up this whole episode, and then next week we'll talk about you, don't you worry. But once the Bro of the Weeks are done, we don't need this Bro of the Week thing anymore. We are going to redesign this. Let us know if you have any ideas.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do something cool.
Yeah, we're just over this, and yeah, 75% of me should be an interior designer, so I probably want to utilize that.
Well, with mine, 76 said, okay, is this an actual job? This is why these career tests kind of annoy me, because some of these jobs aren't real. A street artist?
Like somebody who, like, could you
street
actually make
artists
money
create
that?
Out in public locations.
Well, actually, people do like, what do you call that? But you like graffiti? Hire someone, there's a special word for it. Like you hire someone to do like a mural and shit.
Oh, so I guess...
Yeah.
I mean, okay, with this Cuyo test, I'm not joking. If I was right now and I didn't have my YouTube channel and I was like, guys, I need to like start making money. Like, I actually would find this useful.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like some of them, like I'm pretty sure some of them that I got don't require any education and some of them
do.
Yeah,
because I'm not even kidding. Like when I think of like, oh, quote unquote, just regular jobs, even though doing a podcast and like doing a YouTube channel like, is a regular job at this point.
Yeah.
But like, I just usually think of like nurse and stuff. Like, and I was always, I'm like, oh, I just can't picture myself doing that. But then I forget, like, there's so much shit you can do. I could work at a radio station. I could work at a news station. I could, yeah, be the PR for a company.
I know. There's like so many. So like literally if you like are last with your career, like do one of these quizzes. It might actually be helpful.
Yeah, all of these do require a bachelor's degree, so yeah. Shoot, we sign up for colleges right now?
Should we?
Let's do it.
Wait, what if we did a whole documentary doing a career quiz and actually doing the job for like 5 years? Yeah, but it is weird how it has gotten to the point where doing a podcast, like doing a YouTube channel or anything on the internet, like isn't like weird anymore, basically.
Yeah, it really isn't.
But yeah, how are you going to become it?
Who knows, to be honest.
I feel like when I view my life, for most part, I'm going to be always doing something on the internet.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, because you know, like, I guess this is a whole nother thing. I was just pitching, you know, people that say, like, one day it's going to disappear. But you get that with anything, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You could say literally...
well, one day we'll all be dead. Yeah, like, of course
you
we'll
could
disappear.
Say, like, animators are going to disappear because, like, Cartoon Network isn't going to be a thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah,
well,
I just
that was
love
great.
How social is my least important night type because I want to hide in a little box.
Little antisocial boy. What was the other quiz we wanted to do that was funny?
Okay, so we did the career test. We did the love test. We could do a personality test that's pretty quick.
But I guess we already learned about personality.
Oh, so we not even do it.
That's like kind of fun though.
There was this other one I found. This BuzzFeed quiz. Oh wait, what?
Oh, what was it?
Because we both have got diagnosed with. Okay, this isn't me trying. Like this is like you don't even feel bad for us. We both got diagnosed with
color deficiency.
Color deficiency. And BuzzFeed made a quiz. Only people with perfect color vision can read these words.
I'm actually down to do this. But what's your other one? This whole color deficiency thing. Because I swear, like, it's a common thing online where everyone says, yeah, I have color deficiency.
Like, so for me, it doesn't affect anything I do.
Yeah, for me, like, I don't notice it at all. But I remember, like, Logan Paul did a vlog. Maybe he has it way worse. We did a vlog where, like, he was going to wear glasses where he could finally not be color deficient. And he was, like, seeing color for the first time.
Oh,
who knows? Like, maybe if we put on those glasses, we would be wowed.
But, like, for my life right now, like, I can, like, it isn't to the point where, like, I don't know what color I'm
wearing. Yeah, it's one of those things also where I was at the eye doctor as, like, a 14-year-old. He was doing these tests on me where he started to realize I was color deficient. And as I found out, like, he was like, wait, you might be this. I kind of wanted to, I wanted to be it, even though I think I actually wasn't lying. But, like, I wanted to be this color deficient thing. So I remember, like, kind of being like, I can't see anything, but, like, maybe could I? And I just wanted attention from the eye doctor.
But there has been times where, like, you get things and, well, and, like, everyone in the family is like, it's this color. You know, but,
oh,
like,
yeah, there's
you know
that iconic, like, red and dog food thing? Oh, yeah, like, red and oranges to me, like, I always mix those up. And people, but I swear, like, everyone sees the same. But, like, maybe it's just me just trying to not be
weird.
Well,
the T is I Googled it. And it turns out if you're color deficient, what we both are, it just means that you're dumb. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Okay, William, what's the
Should
quiz?
Should I send you the link?
Yeah. Let's okay. do this.
But what was the quiz that you wanted to do?
Annoying because they can't see it.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. We already know we have
But just look at one of the images because I kind of looked at it and honestly, if you know what it says. Like, what does this one say? It says watch is in the box and it's an orange image and I actually can't read what's in the box.
Raise your brightness all the way up.
So like, feel bad for me, please.
Wait, oh my god, effing ads keep popping up. Oh yeah, I actually can't read that, so I do have color deficiency.
But so like if I go to these other ones though, like this one is pink, it says sweet. I know that. But yeah, what was the quiz that you wanted to do?
We could do the Kahoot that somebody sent us.
Let's do it.
Somebody sent us a Kahoot guy. Didn't we want to do it so like they could play too, but there's not really a way.
Well, basically like you can't play with us, but if you wanna play, the link is in the description. So like you like could play a line, but you need like two devices. But yeah, you can like play, I guess. Like you like the link is in the description if you wanna play this.
Oh, okay. Let's play the you guys. We asked one of the bros to make a Kahoot for us just to test us on general knowledge so we could see if we do know trivia. Because people in this podcast, sometimes we say shit or we're like, what is this? And people are like, bitch, you guys need to know more trivia. So let's see if they're right and we're wrong. Or we're wrong and they're right.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what happens? Okay. Boom, boom, boom.
Jacob's joining the Kahoot right now. Jacob's, my nickname is Luke, and Jacob's is Dick Person on Kahoot.
And you can't do cuss words, I did an explanation mark.
Okay, Lucas and Jacob podcast quiz.
How long is this?
Oh, wait, is this about us?
Because 20 about questions. Us,
oh, who was the president last year? They really think we're low. Wait. Oh, wait, yeah.
Well, because
I actually had to think when the election was.
No, because I've thought about this question before because I got asked it once on a Kahoot or something because I've played Kahoot just for fun. And, like, I forgot once that, like, in 2020, Donald Trump was president.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Donald Trump was president. We both got that right. We're both doing good.
Trivia.
Okay, number two. What is 9 times 9? Well, that's pretty easy because, yeah.
Well, because. I'm kidding. Well, give you a hack.
Oh, I did it.
Because if you do 9 times. Okay, so I'm not a mathematician.
It's 81, guys.
If you do
we
9 times 10 and then minus 9.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to like think in my mind. I felt so much pressure because everyone was looking at me. Okay, 3 out of 10. When did Columbus sail the ocean? Oh, I remember this. Do you know, Jacob?
I'm just guessing. Oh, we both got it right.
1492, guys.
I knew
it was in the 1400s.
First, I have something to say. When people say they're guessing, I feel like they actually are guessing consciously, but somehow the number's in the back of your head.
Yeah, somewhere in the back of your computer hard drive brain.
Yeah, because there's so many times where I'm guessing on things, but I get it right. So, like, you just think your computer brain.
What is the biggest state in America? Oh, I kind of feel like we cheated because we just talked about this the other day for some reason. Alaska. A lot of you bitches might think it's Texas or California. It's Alaska. So, yeah.
Maybe study a little.
Get out and learn.
I'm in fourth place, by the way.
Okay. What is the chemical formula for water? That's easy. If you know the Mermaid Show, H2O, of course. We both got it right.
I love that show.
Oh, we are smart. These are going to get harder.
I know. I'm so small.
Where did French fries originate? I bet you they're going to try to trick us. I'm going to do a random... I guessed it right. I put Belgium because I knew it wasn't going to be France.
Oh, it for sure wasn't France. That's why I did. I guessed Germany because I knew it wasn't France.
Yeah.
Just because they're trying to trick us.
Yeah, I got it right. I'm just trying to trick me. Russia a part of Europe or Asia? Now, this is a little bit hard. Okay.
You're smart, Jacob.
It's part of both. Bitch, I put Asia.
That's what's annoying when these tests try to fool you. Like, Russia's whoever made this is annoying.
I'm okay, joking. I know that might be a fact that Russia's part of both Europe and Asia, apparently. But can you just pick one? Like, that's confusing to everyone.
Yeah, like, I know Russia is. It's at the very top, but I just assumed it's part of one.
And why would you be in both? It's like, oh, so you can't pick one? Either be on your own or pick one.
I know, like, that's why there's only two sexualities, gay and straight.
I know. I'm dumb with people, like, trying to, like, make it not... Anyway, let's go to the next question.
You're in fourth place now.
How do you say hello in Chinese? I think once I see it, I'll know. Oh, yeah. Now I know. Once I did just see it.
Oh, it's in the back of your head, Jay Boyne.
What does konnichiwa mean then?
Oh,
You knew it was ni hao?
It's like that one song. He said konnichiwa. I forgot what that song is.
No, but you knew it was ni hao?
So I actually didn't know, but somehow from looking at all the answers, I just... took an educated guess.
Am I a dumbass and konnichiwa isn't even in like Mandarin?
All I know is that there's that one song. I say konnichiwa.
For some reason, I thought because you always hear people like whenever they're saying like, I know Chinese. Like if you know
French.
This might make me sound like a dumbass, but if you know French, you say bonjour. Hopefully that's French.
Bonjour?
Bonjour. But if you know Chinese or Mandarin, you say konnichiwa.
Well, can we search like, wait, so it isn't a bad word to say konnichiwa?
I mean, hopefully not. These people really
said, what if it's so offensive?
These people really set us up. Oh, it's a Japanese greeting. Okay, that makes me look like I'm offensive or something. I'm saying Japanese and Chinese, but...
I guess you I got it mixed up. I don't know.
That was a... You guys, I messed up. I just have never... I've never heard ni hao. I'm not even kidding.
I don't think I've ever heard it, but like somehow I just took an educated guess, I guess.
And that is really actually odd because isn't Mandarin or... Mandarin, isn't that the most spoken language
Mandarin
in the world?
Mandarin is like the most spoken language in the world.
So you would think we would just know how to say hello in that, but somehow
I know. Somehow
I didn't.
I know most. It's I guess I get it. I was going to say, why does everyone teach Spanish in the U.S., but it's because we're so close to Mexico.
Which of these languages did not originate from Latin? Romanian, English, Italian, or French?
I mean, I think I actually know this one. Wait. I think I actually know this one. Like, I think I know it. Yeah, English.
Oh, okay. Because I thought English would somehow have originated, though. Like,
I feel like English, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like it's one of, like, the newer languages.
I thought originated, like, when, whatever. Okay, when did World War II start?
2001.
Shit.
I think I might know from, like,
I'm just going to guess 1941.
Same with me.
It's 1939. We are two years off. Sorry, guys.
I'm number one, by the way.
Who is Zeus's wife in Greek mythology? She gets cheated on a lot. Oh, I know. Hera. I did Pandora.
By the way.
Like, I thought the hint was she gets cheated on a lot. Hera. Did people say Hera when they something to do with cheating?
I would have never guessed that. My second guess would have been Aphrodite.
Yeah.
By the way, what does it mean to say Pandora's box?
That's
that like
what
a
I
meaning
thought.
Like what does that mean? Like,
because when the hint was Zeus's wife gets cheated on a lot, I clicked Pandora's box. People say do not open Pandora's box. I thought like maybe
it's a box of secrets basically.
Yeah, and he cheated, but yeah, I think that just means like don't open up the can of worms, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's like if I'm with someone I know they did something shady, like maybe don't mention it when you're in front of everyone.
Yeah,
so don't
like,
open Pandora's box.
You know what
box.
Sometimes you say something and it does open up like a can of worms, like it ruins. It's just something that once you mention it, it just, you go down this road that you can't go back from. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh,
but
yeah. Or like sometimes just to like fully dive into that idea. Like sometimes even like if you just think one thought, like you think about all these other weird thoughts. Like
yeah.
Go along with it. So that's kind of opening Pandora's box.
Oh, let's see. What is the most spoken native language in the world? We know. It is Mandarin Chinese.
It's not English. I thought it was English.
It better be English. I'm just kidding.
Good boy, guy, right?
Okay, we're doing good. When did World War One start? Oh, why did it start? Okay, let's see. I know this, of course. I'm going to say it's because the Russian Civil War caused fighting.
Same, that's what I'm saying.
Nope, it was because of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand.
I feel like I might have learned that in, like, U.S. history.
It doesn't even kind of ring a bell to me.
Not U.S. history, but...
Anyway. Well, true or false? Oh, good, just like true or false.
Double points.
The remaining questions are double points. True or false? The bro show used to be called Bros Before Hoes.
Okay, thanks for doing
Can you imagine
ones.
If we didn't know this? True. Yep, it's true. Okay, thanks for throwing in an easy one.
I know, thank you.
True or false? South Africa is a country. True. Jacob thought false. Just kidding, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. But I would actually, I could see how you would think that would be a continent because there's North America and South America.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of fishing.
Yeah, so it's totally fine. I'm not judging. True or false? America is statistically the most accepting country in regards to LGBT. Shit. I actually don't know. I'm going to say false too because, yeah, we're actually behind like when it comes to like Canada and stuff.
Well, because, that's what I was thinking. When gay marriage got legalized, there was like this blog or something like that, all these other countries that already had it legalized. So I just like thought it was false.
Yeah, for sure. True or false? Osaka is the capital of Japan. I probably said that wrong. I know I did. I put false.
And you got it right. Well, I put true.
Before I move on, let's both guess what the capital of Japan is. Oh, wait. Duh.
Oh, it is. It's Osaka. Oh, wait. False. No, it's not.
I know what it is. Just think. You know. What's the one city in Japan that, like, everyone knows?
Okay, say yours.
No, you have to say yours.
Tokyo?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
But is that actually?
I felt so embarrassed saying it because I thought you'd say, what?
No, but I don't even think I know of it. I'm probably just a dumb American. I don't. What are others? Yeah, Tokyo is the Japan capital.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know any other, like, cities in Japan, to be honest.
Yeah, like, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I don't really, like, know that much about, like, geography.
Mukbangs originated in China.
I think this is true because I'm pretty sure it was, like, it's set.
I put false. Should we see what they did? Because I think it might have been, like, Korea or something. Oh, yeah, South Korea!
Oh, yeah, so it just proves that I'm just, like, a close-minded.
Awesome. No, I'm just, like, really into, like, Nikado Avocado mukbangs. True or false? Macbeth, Hamlet, and the Tragedy of Julius Caesar were all written by Shakespeare. Yeah. Oh, it's true. For some reason, I thought the Tragedy of Julius Caesar, I just didn't know.
I mean, isn't there, talking about conspiracy theories, isn't there conspiracy theories about him? Like, he was actually a Gaul or something.
Oh,
there is.
True or false? Snakes are invertebrates. Oh, we both thought it was true and it's false.
Okay, let's see
who won.
Let's
see how we did. Number three was nobody because there wasn't a third player.
What if it said, like, ghost?
Number two, who got half of them right, was Jacob. You got 10 out of, I got 13 out of 20. You got 10 out of 20. Okay, so we both did pretty bad, but
we both.
You know what?
Well, I failed, and you probably got like a D.
But you know what? The good thing about this is we did flop on a lot of questions, but we learned.
And we're keeping it in the podcast. We're not trying to seem smart.
Now I know how to say hello in Chinese.
That was fun. Thanks for making it. If you want to play it,
the link will be below.
Yeah, the link will be below.
Well, thank you guys for coming along.
Oh, I have something to mention.
Oh, mention it. Mention it all.
Last episode we were kind of talking about unsolved mysteries and stuff. What was that?
My phone.
Oh, I thought there was actually a ghost in this room. But last week we were talking about unsolved mysteries, and this is a comment someone left. There used to be a show I would watch on the Sci-Fi Channel. Sci-Fi Channel. Iconic.
Honestly, iconic.
After school, called Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction, and it would give you four stories and at the end tell you which ones were made up and which ones were true. And they said there was a true story of a boy playing hide and seek with his friends anywhere anywhere in the closet, and his friends... Wait, okay.
What's going on?
I just got lost. There's a true story of a boy playing hide-and-seek with his friends anywhere in the closet, and his friends... So he was playing with his friends. He was going to the closet, then they opened the door, like, we caught you, and there was nothing, but his clothes were still there, and he was never seen again. And they called the police and everything, and he was just never seen again.
So he went through a portal in his closet?
Well, so I researched this, hide-and-seek kid gone missing, something like that. And I don't know if this is the exact story, but the biggest story was this kid in Australia played hide-and-seek. In the backyard. So this doesn't match the story. You said they were playing in a closet or something. But this doesn't match the story. But this kid was playing hide and seek and he went missing. But no one knows where he went missing.
And they found his clothes? Is that the part of the story?
No, so I couldn't... Yeah, they just found... So basically, he went missing. And his clothes was just there. But I couldn't find this story. All I found was this kid in Australia went missing and no one knows where
he
is.
To me isn't really...
But people think he got abducted, the Australia kid.
Yeah, I feel like that isn't as crazy as this closet story, because thinking of just going hide and seek in a backyard and getting kidnapped, that's horrible. But like thinking of this
That isn't as much of a mystery as his closet one.
Yeah, because the closet one's like, where the hell did they go? They're in an enclosed closet.
So yeah, I Googled it. I looked at a few stories and I couldn't find it. But So, the person that wrote this comment said it was the real one from the show. So, it's real, but I couldn't find anything on it. But that is really interesting, because did they just go into another portal, like Lucas said?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I would just guess they entered another dimension, right?
Yeah, I would assume that they probably went to Narnia.
But if you know more about this story, I mean, it could just be, like, a really dark story, and, like, someone got murdered, but, like, I just want to know, like, what... Like, is this actually real? I accidentally clicked on my Siri button.
Yeah, no, I want to hear more about this. And we want to do a whole episode on Unsolved Mysteries. So if you have any creepy Unsolved Mysteries, comment them below.
Yeah, but that was kind of interesting and I wanted to mention it. Thanks for leaving that comment, whoever left it.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. That is very interesting.
Okay, this was the ultimate quiz episode. I hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week.